evening, everybody. Thank you for your patience. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Okay, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of August 6, 2018. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of August 6, 2018? Mrs. Donaldson, seconded by Mrs. Jors. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve the Treasurer and Business Office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for June and July 2018 and the Internal Claims Audit Report for July 2018? Mrs. Jors, seconded by Mr. Montalto. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 7-0. Mrs. Rousey, Superintendent's report.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thank you for attending tonight. First of all, I'd like to talk about the school opening for next week. Our leadership team is preparing for a beautiful and smooth start to the new school year. Recently, all residents should have received both the summer newsletter as well as the comprehensive district calendar in their mailboxes, which have also been posted online within the last few weeks. And additionally, the summer mailings from each of our three buildings were mailed in the middle of August. I want to personally thank our three school principals. They're not here tonight, but they got this very important information out to families in a swift manner. Also, all faculty and staff return next Tuesday, September 4th, and Wednesday, September 5th for our annual superintendent's conference days for a day of professional development activities, followed by the return of our students next week on Thursday, September 6th. I also want to update everybody on the distribution of student one-to-one devices. As you're aware, last week the technology team distributed devices to all 7 through 12 students who were able to come up to the elementary school and sign them out with their parents. As of last Friday evening, 81% of the 7th through 12th graders picked up their devices. And when you see Mr. DeLay or Mr. Dwyer and the team in general, if you can please give them a nice thank you for their efforts. I think overall they did an outstanding job. We received some nice praise regarding the ease of the pickup. As for any student who has yet to receive a device, they've been told that they can come up between now and the start of school. I have told Mr. DeLeo to put another reminder out to families as to that. Okay, and that's all I have for this evening.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on. Committee reports. Do you just want to comment on the dates?
Yep, we have published all of the dates onto our website. We really don't have committee reports this from the summer, but the committee reports are published, so you can take a look at those.
Okay, everybody good with their committees and the dates that have been given? Okay.
Yeah, Trish, I'm probably going to want to add a couple along the way. We'll be talking about those.
Okay, that's fine. And then September 24th, that's our work study. That'll be the first one.
Yeah.
Following that, and then we can decide, not being connected, possibly the work study moving forward.
Yep.
As the bond, finishes up. Board agenda items. Questions from visitors on agenda items? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Strow. Quick question. On items 1, 2, and 3, these teachers that are working at like a 0.6 of a full-time equivalent, is that how their benefits are paid as well, or do they get full benefits irrespective of full-time or 0.6?
Yes and no. If they work above 0.5, they are eligible for health insurance. They are not eligible for the health insurance waiver, and they're not eligible for any other types of benefits.
Okay, are they prorated? Is basically my question.
No, it's not prorated.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, any other questions from visitors on agenda items? Okay, any discussion from board members on agenda items? Thorough the update. Okay, may I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 13 on the agenda? Mrs. Delerba, seconded by Mr. Montalto. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Against? Okay, passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 13? So Brian, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, against? Passes 7-0. Okay, moving on to other business. I think, Mr. Brian, you're going to give us an update just on some advocacy news over the course of the last couple months.
Very briefly, our district is fortunate to have legislators to support our schools. In mid-August, I met with representatives from New York State School Boards Association, school board members from Farmingdale, West Islip, Massapequa, Amityville, and Peter King. It was a productive session, giving everyone a chance to be heard. We're also thrilled to have the support of Christine Pellegrino. Through her office, we received a $50,000 grant to fund enriching programs for our students.
Nice.
Okay, thank you. Nice. Okay, nice. Rosie, do you want to comment on the community?
Yes. A couple of meetings ago, we had a resident ask about an evening in which the community can tour the facilities. To look at the work that has been completed throughout the course of the bond. So we're going to be setting up an evening probably in early October for that to occur, in which we can invite the community in and we can set up tours of the buildings. So we'll be getting information out probably in the middle of September about a date for that. Also, we'll be having display boards out at with the teacher night here at the high school, before and after display boards like we did a couple of years ago. So we're excited to offer that to our residents. So be on the lookout for that soon to come. I also wanted to bring up also, again, to the board about a fall dinner meeting with our PTAs, our PTA K-6, our 7 through 12 PTSA, and our SEPTA, and the board dinner meeting, an informal dinner meeting, just a nice informal meeting, coming together of the minds and talking about. I don't. I was thinking maybe in this Friday's news to pass out some dates that might work during the week. Look at your own schedules and we'll take a look.
And that was an idea that came out of the retreat in terms of just kind of continuing to collaborate with the community in a more informal setting. And, just promoting dialogue, open dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting, right? I would just suggest that we touch base with council just to make sure we comply with the open meetings law. Because anytime we put kind of all of us in the same place together to discuss any kind of school business, formal or informal, we could end up with a little bit of an issue. So I would just be interested, Gary's input on how do we make that happen.
Right.
Not only it's a bad idea to do, I just want to make sure.
I think it was a NISP representative who suggested it.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's more, it's not in terms of, right, it's not a business meeting, it's more just developing rapport in terms of even, personally, in terms of school and, getting to know parents that have children in other schools and buildings and making sure that, that we feel approached. But it's not, there's no business occurring at those. But yes, it was. We will again, but it was this one. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We can just kind of make sure.
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah, it came out of this one. Okay. Any other business?
That's it.
I have a question. Could you, I know that I apologize, I missed the walkthrough today, but we do have some folks in the audience and we've got kind of some of the key players. Can you just give us kind of a quick update on where we are? School's opening soon and the bond issue is wrapping up, and can you give us kind of a quick overview on that?
Sure, yes. Well, we're excited. We're wrapping up on a multi-year bond project. You see the beautiful parking lot that was finished this summer. We have all brand new lockers here in the high school, new STEAM labs here in the high school. That was the bulk of the work done here at the junior senior high school. New flooring, new ceilings in certain areas, a brand new paint job throughout most of the building. Not all of the building, but much of the building. At the grade school, we have two wings completely painted, new floors, new ceilings, a new gymnasium floor, new wall paddings, new lockers in the sixth grade hall, a music suite that has been completely renovated. Anything else? Mr. Warren.
The vestibule
here has been reconfigured.
Bathrooms in the East Gym.
Right. So there was a lot less work this summer than last summer, obviously, but we're tying up, We will have, a small punch list this September and October as we really fine-tune everything. So that's why I think it's especially important that we do have a September and October buildings and grounds meeting,
right,
just to tie up as those final figures come through and we tie up the bonds. I'm really, really happy that we're coming in after a multi-million dollar project on or under budget, which says a lot that we were able to do that. Okay?
Thanks.
And I thank you guys for your time and SEC.
Yes.
You know, they were
yes.
here allowing us to tour the building and just having seen them, that was
mm-hmm.
exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other business anybody has that you want to comment upon? Okay. Representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Questions or comments from visitors, please approach the podium and state your name.
Robert Stroke. Just two observations. In the parking lot, the new curved box over near the handicap, the drain was cracked. It was either hit with a bucket on a tractor or something. It's damaged. And there's a tree stump off the sidewalk here that's a trip hazard. It should be addressed so we don't have anybody getting hurt.
Wasn't this correct?
A curve box. It's the back of a box. I spoke to the gentleman here. Okay. He'll be happy to show it.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
I mean, Mary, my question is, I was under the impression that the bond was covering us for student restrooms in this building. They're not being fixed up in any way, shape, or form. I thought
you
by
the gym were fixed.
Yeah, we did a couple of them.
By the gym, but
yeah.
like nothing by
not
the
all of them, no.
None of the bathrooms were
no.
done. I really thought that that was in the bond.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
I know there's continued discussion, and that's what we're going to be doing through buildings and grounds in terms of using capital reserve funds and looking at where we're going to be targeting areas. So that's definitely Dominic, if you want to take note. That
yeah, no, you're not the first person to mention. And yeah.
Well, they are, like, super old and gross. And just, I mean, like, when you hear kids that don't go to the bathroom all day because the bathrooms are gross.
And then one of the things
to me, that's something that needs to be fixed.
Somebody mentioned it to me the other day, and actually, to be honest with you, I said, yeah, and then when I took a step back, I kind of thought about it. What ended up happening is you were both, because you were at a lot of those meetings, you know, when we were shaping the actual scope of the bond, you know, bathrooms were expensive. You know, it was really, you know, we were kind of trying to get as big as we could, taken care of all at once. And I think they had been on the list at one point, and a couple of them, like you said, we did some stuff at the grade school, we did the handicap stuff that we needed to do, and we had to be a little bit selective about it. But I don't disagree with anything you said. And again, we've got $1.9 million in this capital reserve fund that, you know, at some point we should probably start taking a look at once this work is done. So,
are any of the restrooms handicapped accessible for students?
Yeah.
They are. Where are they?
I think they're on the first floor. I think they're
one
right here
by
the course room. One right here is, yeah.
The one where the gyms are single use now, so
yeah.
That must be.
Yeah.
You might have thought, though, that restrooms here were being done because the restrooms at the grade school were done for the kids.
No, I remember that those, I just really thought, and I kept waiting, and now that it's wrapping up and the summer passed, I'm thinking, okay, wait, what happens in the bathrooms?
Yeah, it was.
Because I was looking forward to nice restrooms to be used this year. But
yeah.
Could we get some numbers, Dom?
Sure,
I mean,
yeah.
As we go through, I mean, again, you guys need to finish up.
Absolutely.
I'm not giving you any more
work.
But as we start having a dialogue in terms of numbers
yeah.
and how many restrooms we have and how
the
many...
The one by row wall
yeah.
that are used by senior citizens and everybody that comes to...
Yeah.
They're very visible.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you could barely fit in those.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know...
You're not wrong. So it's just something
just
I have to look at. Yeah.
Priority will asterisk by.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from visitors? Okay, future board meetings. Okay, our next regular business meeting will be on Monday, September 17th. We're back to our regular hours, so that'll be at 7:30 here in the library. Also, our work study meeting scheduled for Monday, September 24th, 7:30 in the library. And following the work study, we'll be going right into a buildings and grounds meeting. Okay, we are having to adjourn into executive session, but I do want to let you know there's going to be no further business when we come out here to adjourn. So may I make a motion to adjourn into executive session to discuss the employment history of particular employees. Mrs. DeLerva, seconded by Mr. Benzavega. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, passes 7-0. Okay, thank you.